A lasting obsession in sins and blames. I am middle-aged years old and I have a confession to make. It is a very intimate part that accompanies me since I was a child. My first sexual experience, the horny one I felt, was no desire for any girl or boy. But it's a long story of my own. And they are also part of my affective memories. It's a half-long confession and I'd like to share it with everyone. In my childhood years, 5 or 6, I had an experience. One fine day I was in the afternoon after lunch watching television cartoons. It was an episode of Huckleberry Hound, Lionhearted Huck. The storyline is the Huckleberry Hound is a hunter wrestling with a lion in the woods. The very smart lion primes up from him and one of the tricks was this little scene. I had seen this drawing before and knew there was a scene I describe. Huckleberry Hound was driving a jeep and was looking for the lion. The lion is hidden behind a stone. Shows a package of nails. Seeing the jeep approaching, it dumps and spreads the nails over the path the jeep would pass. Then on that day I was seeing again and as I had seen other times but now knowing what was ahead something different came to mind and a sudden excitement took over me. I felt a disturbance that I had never felt before, and an enormous need for desire, for domination, for an exquisite pleasure and satisfaction. It was in my sex that it awoke. My cock prickled. I began to manipulate my penis, which responded by asking for more, and I was rubbing my hand over the gland's penis while the tip of my penis increased. It was when the jeep passed over the nails and there was that overflow, pang. Soon after the drawing shows the jeep with Huckleberry Hound and the left rear tire in totally looseness with the all wilted loose rubber drawn exaggerated flaccid and squeezed on the floor. My mind at this point seems to be paralyzed but the film continued with the story I already knew by heart. The lion pretends it will help and with a hydraulic jack suspends the jeep with Huckleberry Hound together and then the drawing shows that flat tire hanging from the wheel. My cock continued to demand satisfaction. I began to focus on the side of the poor jeep sprawled with his rear lowered with that side of the well-worn flat tire with that rubbery loose rubber. I gripped the foreskin tightly with a glistening gland while reminiscing with eyes closed the whole scene. This sight that excited me along with the manipulation of the penis made me enter a hot torpor and I had a feeling of excitement and pleasure. I was a child and I had no idea what was happening to me. I did not know that was what after the years I came to know better, I had had my first sexual experience of excitement. I had had my first sexual orgasm. And that primitive sexual sensation that I passed and experienced and that marked me has accompanied me since then for all life. Since then my life has changed. My obsession was directed to scenes or things that contained the subject board tires. The white lane tires came soon after, with yet another second remarkable experience that I bring to this day. Scenes of punctured tires have always accompanied me fortuitously and coincidentally all my life. I always thought I was the one to have this kind of excitement. I felt different from the rest of the world. An outcast sometimes or other times a privileged. I've never told anyone about it or my best friends. My parents, like all parents, know that their children will one day discover sexuality, and they certainly knew that I masturbated and maybe they knew of my interest in pierced tires, but they never repressed or commented on me. My obsessive search for situations involving scenes with punctured tires intensified in a short time. I would stare at the TV waiting for some episode of some cartoon that might have a story involving cars with punctured tires. And on these occasions, always alone in the afternoon, I would take my penis out of my pants before the TV and manipulate and masturbate until I got the pleasurable satisfaction that my body and my mind demanded of him. There have been several episodes of these cartoons throughout this quest. Episodes with Mr. Magoo, rolling around with a flat tire being forced to roll with the old man without knowing that he was with his jalopy with the flat tire. Others with the same Huckleberry Hound as a cop who hunts down a thief who runs off in a Cadillac-type car and gets a flat white wild tire and that the film shows in detail with the well-saggy tire with ridiculously squeezed rubber. An episode of a Disney special, Donald Duck, Tire Trouble, in which his famous 1313 red convertible gets a wide white streaked flat tire. The idiot duck trying to repair the flat tire ends up getting the four tires emptied and is forced to travel with the four white striped tires kapeng onto in an extremely humiliating and exciting situation. I always watch this video on YouTube to masturbate and it's always good. There was also an episode of Pink Panther, Pink PSST where the lion also has the white wild tire stuck in his yellow convertible. Another Disney special was in Wheel History where it was easy to guess that there would be a scene with a flat tire. But there was a problem for me. My excitement and erotic excitement for bored and withered tires depended on being on a certain day and time in front of the TV and alone. Sometimes an episode occurred when other people were also in front of the TV and I was nervous and frustrated that I could not have taken the opportunity to get another moment of pleasure. But even so excited, I found some way of satisfying myself without being noticed. So on another beautiful day. So I found a first way to get a picture of flat tires stuck to pleasure at any time. Every kid is also interested in comics. I was no exception, and he always bought at the newsstand and read these copies containing character designs, mostly the same as the TV series. Behold, a copy of Donald Duck with a story of Uncle Scrooge falls into the hands of the boy. Uncle Scrooge wanders around with his lucky piece of money that suddenly that day did not give him more luck that made him bathe the fortune that he has in the box packed full that made him rich and famous. And in that day of misfortune, among other tribulations and bad luck like losing money in the stock market, being robbed, keeping the safe empty, the old duck needs to hurry to a place and to go to pick up his limousine. He comes across his poor car with the four tires all stuck for having rolled in a street full of scattered nails. This magazine fell into the hands of the boy as a precious, a wonderful treasure, and that would also change his life from that day to the next. Finally, the boy would have at hand the time he wanted, an image of a car not with one but with the four drilled tires available to excite him and satisfy his erotic desires. With this first comic, the boy also opened a second front of interest in his search and research for subjects containing images of drilled tires, and week after week comic books were being searched and those that contained some reference and drawings with cars and situation of drilled tires were readily separated and placed on a special list. With this collection of comics, I could then have my separate corner, my place to masturbate whenever I wanted without being bothered. And then the white band tires. Two events struck me shortly after these first experiences. The first was again in front of the TV. I was watching an episode of the TV series Bus Stop by Night. The episode was Jaws Faux Darkness. Please, if anyone can help me get a copy or the streaming of this video, I would greatly appreciate it. I do not remember the whole story well, but the story involved a woman named Gloria who runs away from the police for committing a crime, and she holds hostage her sister, or some known friend, and her daughter. She flees in a car, a Chevrolet or Ford of the early 50s, and that has white wheel tires. Almost at the end of the episode, when the detectives follow in pursuit of her, she runs off a road, but then she has to stop because she has a flat tire. I remember the scene well. The camera shows the car swirling with the white, well-waved flat tire shaking the rubber-filled flabby. My penis immediately answered and got excited, and I had to pounce promptly. I was on the couch a little way away from my parents watching the movie too. Covered by a blanket, it was not difficult to manipulate the penis strongly until it reached the ecstasy. As a child, he still had no semen. This would only occur a few years later with a wonderful masturbation watching a girl in miniskirt and white boots go-go. The second moment involving white wheel tires was a real scene I saw on the street. It happened in front of me. She was about 6 years old. It was Sunday early in the morning and no one else around, was just me. All still sleeping or already gone for a walk. A car passed the street. It was a blue Chevrolet Impala, 1961 or 1962. It was white wheel tires and was driven by a woman. It was not an ordinary car that popped up in the neighborhood. That's why it got my attention. She went slowly and looked around as if she were looking for an address. A little later, he left another street ahead and disappeared from sight. But some time later, I heard the car coming back, and I heard that noise for the first time in my life, flop flop flop. Or stronger and more insistent, flop 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 flop. Immediately I realized. I looked again and the Impala was coming slowly with his white wheel tire on the left side on the backside and shaking it all with that flabby rubber well squeezed squirming. My penis was infuriated and asked for immediate satisfaction. A scene that would always tickle me. I had to go into the house and into the bedroom and shut the door, and I used the technique of holding the scene in my memory, and then I furious fucked up into ecstasy. Ever since these two events, my obsession with the white wheel tires has increased and has never left me. As I mentioned above in the text, I also began to have another sexual interest, girls in white boots. It was in the time of the Wonder Years. My interest in women goes through some fetish for leather boots. But these confessions I leave maybe for a next opportunity. A photo of Nancy Sinatra in bikinis and sexy boots was one of the stops for this other strand of obsessions that I inaugurated and that only much later I could make real in my life in a more harmonic and balanced way. I continued with my normal life as usual, growing up, going to school, having friends, playing, studying. I have usually grown up like every human being, building goals in life. But I had this secret room of mine inside me, sometimes as a shade, now as a sanctuary to escape from troubles and anguish. And one time or another, sometime or another, there was something going on with flat tires or white-booted girls to excite me. I studied a lot, I wanted to have a noble and safe profession, and I got ready for college. A time of great choice and a lot of stress. I passed the examinations and I was able to enter an elite college. At the end of the year, at the age of 18, I then committed my first unconfessable offense. It was a stressful year of studies and I was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I passed the year exams and decided I would have a gift for myself. I planned it all for this memorable night before. I steal some of the cars out of the parking lot at tire valve caps. At home I punch these plastic caps on the top and then put a small screw so that when turning on the valve the bolt tightened and caused the air to escape from the tire. I went out to the hunt. Here in my city at that time there were not many cars with white wall tires. But for this my first hunting I wanted something really sexy. A white wall tire on a large sedan type car. I walked far into the night looking in the deserted streets or with any movement and without much illumination some prey in sight. A few hours later I finally found a side street in an older neighborhood. A 1972 Dodge Blue Dart with white wall tires. I walked past the car and wandered down the street and around the block to make sure there were no witnesses. So I made the attack. With the lid already prepared in one hand I went to the Dodge. Was fast. I pretended that I was going to tie up my tennis shoe and crouched beside the car on the right side of the back and quickly removed the cap and turned the other until I heard a faint hiss of air coming out of the door without a loud noise. I got up as if I had strapped on my sneakers and walked off at a normal pace without running or looking sideways. I went to the other side of the neighborhood. I calculated that in half an hour the white wall tire would be emptied and withered. After about 30 minutes I returned to the Dodge location. Looking first to see if there were people or some movement around the car. In that case the offense would have been discovered and he would have to leave there quickly without drawing attention. But there was nothing like that, so I went back to the side of the car and looked around if there were no witnesses. Since everything was calm then again I crouched next to where the tire was. I immediately removed the cover and put it back. Then I could see that the white wall tire was emptied, well withered, with the rubber squeezed with that buckled twist and the white band with that twisting winding. A horny one. Exciting. But I could not stay there for long. Gave time to stay a minute or two and fondle that my first waned white wall tire. I said in a low voice, "You look very sexy, pussy honey." All excited I returned home and I was able to hit a prank, and with that image of that wilted white wall tire and that blue Dodge on the head I was able to relieve myself and satisfy myself. I have planned other attacks since then. There were more than 100 in just over 10 years. I have been recording each of them in a report, date, location, car model, narrow or wide white wall tire type. I was lucky to find also semi-abandoned big cars that had the opportunity to do four flat tires. A 1968 Chevelle in a garage with no witness had the merit of having four beautiful and sexy wide white wall tires totally emptied and admired for over half an hour. A red 1972 Ford Galaxy stopped in a deserted street on a foggy night can give me the first masturbation on the spot alongside a wide white wall tire strip fully squeezed into the rubber. The ecstasy was intense and perverted and I could ejaculate my fucking semen on the flabby rubber of that white wall tire. In these forays of white wall tire hunting it never occurred to me to simply cut a tire with any knife. Just empty the tires. I could also smoothly open the inner valve and blow the air out. But this option could be very noisy and would draw attention. Owners seeing their cars with empty tires might have thought they had only a flat tire and not an act of vandalism. Only later, a few years later, with the success of these works, I had the idea of photographing the fruits of these attacks. So I started to collect those moments that I keep until today in my album dedicated to cars and tires. I had my relationships with girlfriends, but there was always some secret about this side of excitement with withered tires. At the age of 10, I discovered my other interest, girls in white leather boots. Nancy Sinatra helped me a lot in my other initiation / I always looked for girls in this style, but it was with few that I could talk about drunk tires that excite. They were curious, but in the end they thought I was bizarre. Relationships did not last long. Today I have my girlfriend who, besides wearing white boots, also accepts and participates in my fantasies with tires. Today we have two SUVs, 1997 Kia Sportage and 1999 Daihatsu Terios Jeeps that we equipped with wide white wall tires and we used to travel somewhere wild to make our sex play with cars with withered white wall tires, long white leather boots and a lot of excitement. These SUVs and Jeeps, I call them she car, and to me they are like my courtesans, my whores all the time, my sexual slaves. When I feel like it, I go to the garage, empty my tires, and wander around the yard and the garden, and then I fuck them or rape. I've already poured some good grams of semen over the rubbers. I always keep a good stock of White Wall tires to replace. I always buy used White Wall tires or discarded tires to put in the cars and turn until the tires shred. The method is always the same. When we travel to these wild places, we take spare wheels with these old used White Wall tires. At the place chosen, I change one or two of the tires and then we unrolled our little one. Or my bikini and white boots girlfriend pretends to be a girl pursued by a rapist and gets her car with punctured tires and then raped by me. Or she's a clueless idiot who walks the car over something that pierces the tire. In that case, I'm on the side and she says, "Oh, flat tire. And now? I do not know how to change." Me, I'm not going to change the tire either, but I'm going to do it with you. So I take her breast out and suck and make her suck my hard dick. When I mess with my girlfriend, she is usually in a very sexy leather bikini with a well-drilled thong in her ass and her low-cut brassiere on the front, almost exposed her breasts, with a fishnet stocking and a white patent leather boot of a long barrel up to the thighs with thin beak and ultra-fine heels stiletto well-sexy style nightclub slut. And I also put on a leather microskirt and put on my turn some fine black-tipped leather boots with a needle point and high heel as well. This turn my hardened cock comes out as a lump under the micro skirt I'm wearing and my girlfriend does not let me waste too much time. I am heterosexual, I prefer girls, but nothing prevents me from wearing boots once in a while and making an inversion. I collect boots too, always leather, preferably white, or red, pink. The black boots only the sexy ones. I give these boots to my girlfriend who loves to wear them forever. In public we have a deal of not revealing anything on this our side of tires and boots. She does not wear the sexiest boots in public. But here at home my girlfriend has to always be sexy in bikinis type Nancy Sinatra and white boots. Besides, it is clear that I am always available to myself whenever I feel like attacking her. I sought some time later for some explanation of my life, and only recently did I discover that sexual excitement is not necessarily linked to a person-to-person relationship. They are different things. We can get excited about things that have nothing of apparently human or sexually explicit. Recently with social networks I was able to discover small niches of people with the same interest. The human mind is a wonderful universe because it is free within it.